Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Alina. So excited to chat to you today. Today, I want to talk to you about, guess what? Drum roll, please. Your brain and how your brain is really the key to making healthy eating and healthy living easy, easy, easy. Okay, before I dive into this, I just want to remind you that the mini podcast is now up and running. It is 10 episodes of 10 minutes and it is everything that I teach people. It's the kind of, hey, start here. So if you're new and you're thinking, what is this person on about? Go and check out the mini podcast and listen to that. I will leave a link in the show notes. And what I advise you to do is sign up so that it delivers it one day at a time. And as it delivers it, it also delivers other amazing handouts, worksheets, recipes, all of the things that you need so that you can figure out what is going on for you and you can take action. And I promise you, it is easy. I've really done bite-sized pieces for you. So this is absolutely everything that you need to lose weight, for it to be easy, to really think about mindset and systems and stuff like that. And another thing that I want to tell you really quickly before we dive into mindset. Actually, I have an amazing, crazy offer on at the moment. And this is actually a totally one-time offer. It is totally crazy. So here's the backstory. I want to sign up with a business program, a business marketing plan. And hey, guess what? It's not free. So I need some money. So what I have decided to do is offer 2 of my signature programs, which is everything. It is like the most amazing program. It is fabulous. It's part one-on-one. It's part mindset. It's part healthy eating. It's part systems. I can tell you everything that it is, but essentially it is getting you to where you want to be, to healthy, amazing you, where it all just happens naturally. You're feeling great. You've got energy. You've got the body shape and size that you want to, and you don't have to think about it. Now, normally this program is $10,000. Yes, $10,000, because it is an amazing program and it gets you there and it's fabulous. And yes, it gets you there. But for 2 lucky people, I am offering it at just $3,999. So if you are interested, there are 3 days next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when you can book a call with me and chat with me and find out, answer all your questions. And then it will be kicking off the week after that. So if you are interested, if you have been waiting to work with me and think, okay, this is your moment. This is your moment. This is your golden moment to really get that transformation. Okay, notices out of the way. Let's have a little think about your brain and why your brain is super, super important and why, how it works, how your brain works, basically. So I was just having a conversation with one of my clients who was saying, oh my goodness, I don't believe I can get to my healthy, amazing me. Now, that is perfectly normal to think it's not going to work for me. That is part of the work that I do, is showing you that, yes, you can do it and you can get there. But part of it is understanding how your brain works. Now, here's the problem. If you have the habit of turning to food for comfort, yes, lots of people do it when they're stressed, when they're bored, when something else happens, that totally derails you. So if you have this habit and hey, guess what? Life is stressful. Life is happening. You're turning to food for comfort and you get into this stage where you think, I can't get there. Now, here's the problem. Every single time your brain comes up with this idea of, oh my goodness, I could eat some sugar, you have to make a decision. Now, is it easy to not eat sugar? Yes, it's really easy. You don't have to do anything to not eat sugar. So physically, it's super, super easy. The problem is where? In your brain. The problem is your brain making a decision. And we have this idea that brains like decisions. We like choices. We like to keep our choices open. But actually, this is not true. Life is so much easier for you if you don't have decisions to make. Brains do not like making decisions. It is like your brain having to slow down and go into first gear to really think about it. Your brain likes to work on autopilot. Now, the problem with autopilot is if you have the habit of turning to food for comfort, you have that habit. But hey, guess what? You also have the habit of buying food, of preparing food. So you've got a cupboard full of sugary food. Now, just think, if you could stop buying sugary food, so every single time you thought, ha-ha, I want some sugar, you're like, well, there isn't any sugar, so get over it. Super easy, yeah? So there are two things going on here. There's one, understanding how your brain works and how decisions are made. And number two, there is setting yourself up for success, which means what you really want to do is take away as many of those decisions as possible. Because here's the thing, it's not any individual person. So the client I was talking to was saying, look, I don't believe this can happen to me. And I'm like, no, do you know what? The thing is that you think that there is a problem because every time you make a decision, you make the wrong decision. But that is how the human brain works. That is just that you just have a normal human brain. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody, unless they've done an awful lot of mindset work and put in a lot of barriers in their brain, a lot of like rules in their brain, if you offer people the difference between, say, broccoli and a sticky donut, at some stage, everybody is going to choose the donut. Now, they might choose broccoli for a lot of times, but eventually people are going to choose the donut. Now, if that's happening once a month, it's no big deal. If it's happening every single day and you're beating yourself up for it, it is a big deal. Partly because you are telling yourself that it's not working. But it's not that you're broken. It's not that you're a failure. It's that you have a habit of picking the donut or the sweets. And you also have a habit of blaming yourself. So how do you solve this situation? So there are two things that you need to do. Number one, you have to look at your systems. You have to have a look at your life. And essentially, you need to take that decision away from your brain. Essentially, what's happening is your brain is going, okay, I've got this habit of turning to food for comfort, and you have to figure out how you can make it difficult for your brain to be able to eat that food. So in this particular case, we unraveled and we had a look, and really the problem is going to the supermarket. When I go to the supermarket, I am hungry and I pick lots of sugary foods. And also, on a side note, never go to the supermarket when you're hungry because you're going to pick all of those foods. And number two, becoming aware of the fact that supermarkets spend an awful lot of money in figuring out how they can extract as much money from you and also extracted in a way that is, you know, packaged foods. It's not like they're normally offering the healthy foods. They want you to buy the packaged foods because for them, that's where the money is. So they design the supermarket so that there are sweets and treats and things all the time. And understanding that is a huge win because then you can realize it's not you. These companies have spent billions of dollars studying human psychology, studying other people just like you and figuring out how to extract the most so that you walk away from the supermarket thinking, I didn't mean to buy that. I didn't mean to buy that. But if you can set yourself up for success, go to the supermarket, buy the things that you need to buy, which doesn't include the packaged food, you have now set yourself up for success so that when you have that moment of, oh my goodness, I want to eat sugar, you don't have the opportunity to eat sugar. The moment passes, it's not a big deal. So you're taking those decisions away. Another example, dry January. Hands up who does dry January. I do dry January. And I make that decision in advance. So I do dry January. It's really easy not to drink alcohol in January because I've made that decision. And that's just it. I haven't given myself a choice. Now, obviously, every single time it's Friday or Saturday night, I can think, okay, do I want to have alcohol? Well, you know what? For January, there is no alcohol, so I can't do it. What I have to do is go to the shop to buy it. So I'm setting myself up for success. I'm taking away that decision. So that is the first thing that you need to do. You really need to work on your systems and your routine so that you are taking away those decisions. Now, the other thing that you need to do is you need to work on your mindset, your positive brain, because this does basically boil down to positive brain. And if you haven't listened to me talking about positive brains, go and check out the podcasts where I talk on positive brain. There is a workshop that's available either in the Facebook group or on the podcast, and it really breaks down positive brain. But here's the difference. If you're in your negative brain is going, no, I can't do this. It's too difficult. It's not going to work for me. All of those voices. And the positive brain is going to say, okay, this is a learning opportunity. I accept this situation and it is a learning opportunity. So here's an example. Say you decide you want to lose weight and you want to get healthy and you create your vision of where you want to get to. And let's say for argument's sake, it's going to take you 2 years to get there. And I tell you, okay, it's going to take you 2 years to get there and you are going to have exactly 400 moments where you think that this isn't working for you. 400 moments, because like 2 years is a long time, right? So 400 moments where you think this isn't going to work for you. Now, if I tell you this and say, okay, every single time you have a moment where you think this isn't working for you, all you need to do is catch yourself, put yourself in positive brain and remind yourself that this is part of the journey and you will get there. And this is a learning opportunity. And you've now got 399 more of those moments left to go. Okay, easy when you can see it like that. But if you can't see it like that and you get stuck in negative brain, here's what happens. Oh my goodness, this isn't working for me. Give up. Okay, I'm jacking it all in. I'm not doing anything. Are you going to get there? No, of course you're not, because you have given up. You're not doing all of the things. But yes, if you have that mindset of, I can do this, this is just one of those opportunities, it's just a stumbling block, I'm going to pick myself up, I'm going to carry on going. And that, my friends, is the route to success. Yes, you had a moment, you got back on track. You had another moment, you got back on track. You had another moment, you got back on track. So training your brain to see that it's all part of the program, it's all part of the plan, and that all you need to do is get back into positive brain, then it becomes super, super easy. Yes, I know. It's really easy on one level. It's really easy to talk about it. But the mindset work is not easy when you're in the depths of stress and despair and all of those things. So if that resonates with you and you think, okay, I get it. I can see what is going on. And I really want to get to healthy, amazing me, where the weight comes off and stays off because I'm doing healthy things and I'm looking after my body. Then reminder that I have my crazy, crazy, crazy sale going on right now. Two places for two people. It's a lifetime group program and it includes one-on-one coaching. So it is an amazing package. It really is everything that you need to get you where you want to be and for it to be simple and easy. Now, if you're thinking, oh my goodness, that sounds like a lot of money, or I'm not sure it'll work for me, or any of these questions, what I urge you to do is book a call next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There are only 3 days, and those places will be allocated on a first come, first serve. So whoever gets there first and signs up will get one of the two places. There are only two places. Normally, the price is $10,000. Okay, my friends, have a lovely week. I'm off to England this week to see my sister and my best friends. I'm super, super excited. So have a fabulous week and I look forward to chatting to you next week. Bye-bye.